A fresh load of garbage arrives at the FiberAid company's pilot plant in Southern Virginia. What begins as rotten vegetables, cardboard, and other trash becomes something much more valuable, says plant manager Randy Garrett.
What we're doing is taking a that was originally headed for a landfill. Half of this material is going to be processed for the conversion of biofuel such as ethanol.
Ethanol makes up about 10% of the U.S. fuel supply. Nearly all of it comes from corn, creating competition between food and fuel that critics say is raising food prices. But not at FiberAid, where they load garbage into what is basically a giant pressure cooker.
That converts your paper, your cardboard, banana peels, any organic fibers, it converts it to a pulp. That pulp is what we're after for our energy fuel conversion.
The steaming pile of pulp that comes out of the cooker is mostly cellulose. Under the right conditions, cellulose can be turned into sugar, which can be turned into ethanol. This year, several other plants are expected to start making ethanol from the cellulose in corn stalks, wheat straw, and other plant matter. The shift has been a long time coming.
Someday you're going to be using this in your cars.
Back in 2007, President George W. Bush signed a law that required increasing amounts of ethanol in U.S. gasoline. One goal was to encourage new sources of fuel.
You develop new technologies that will enable you to make ethanol from wood chips or stalk grass or agricultural waste.
And energy created from plant matter would produce fewer greenhouse gases than petroleum fuels do. But making cellulosic ethanol turned out to be harder than expected, says University of Illinois agricultural economist Madhu Khanna.
We know how to do that in a lab. It's the main problem is doing that in a continuous way, cost-effectively, on a large scale.
Cellulosic ethanol production has fallen far behind expectations while companies worked out the technical issues. This year could be the turning point. But Khanna says our cars may limit how much the industry can grow.
Even if we can begin to produce this cost-effectively, we need to be able to consume it as well.
Only a few models of cars can handle high ethanol fuel. Without more of them on the road, there's only so much gas from garbage that will sell. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.